Shabbat Parah, Sabbath of the Red Heifer. Shabbat Parah, Numbers 19:1-22. Teaching and instructions of purification. Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "This is the statute of the Torah, teaching and instruction, which Yahweh has instructed. Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring you a red heifer without spot, in which is no blemish, and which was never yoked. You shall give her to Eleazar the priest, and he shall bring her forth outside of the camp, and one shall kill her before his face, and Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger, and sprinkle her blood toward the front of the tent of meeting 7 times. One shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin, and her flesh, and her blood, with her dung, shall he burn, and the priest shall take cedar wood, and hyssop, and scarlet, and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the evening. He who burns her shall wash his clothes in water, and bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until the evening. A man who is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer, and lay them up outside of the camp in a clean place, and it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water for impurity, it is a sin offering. He who gathers the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening, and it shall be to the children of Israel, and to the stranger who lives as a foreigner among them, for a statute forever. He who touches the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days, the same shall purify himself with water on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day he shall be clean, but if he doesn't purify himself the 3rd day, then the 7th day he shall not be clean. Whoever touches a dead person, the body of a man who has died, and doesn't purify himself, defiles the tabernacle of Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel, because the water for impurity was not sprinkled on him, he shall be unclean, his uncleanness is yet in him. This is the Torah instruction: when a man dies in a tent, everyone who comes into the tent, and everyone who is in the tent, shall be unclean 7 days. Every open vessel, which has no covering bound on it, is unclean. Whoever in the open field touches one who is slain with a sword, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. For the unclean they shall take of the ashes of the burning of the sin offering, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel, and the clean person shall take hyssop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it in the tent, and in all the vessels, and on the persons who were there, and on him who touched the bone, or the slain, or the dead, or the grave, and the clean person shall sprinkle on the unclean on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day, and on the 7th day he shall purify him, and he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be clean at evening. But the man who shall be unclean, and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from the midst of the assembly, because he has defiled the sanctuary of Yahweh, the water for impurity has not been sprinkled on him, he is unclean. It shall be a perpetual statute to them, and he who sprinkles the water for impurity shall wash his clothes, and he who touches the water for impurity shall be unclean until evening. Whatever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the soul that touches it shall be unclean until evening. Ezekiel 36:16-38. The renewal of Israel. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, "Son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their own land, they defiled it by their way and by their doings. Their way before me was as the uncleanness of a woman in her impurity. Therefore I poured out my wrath on them for the blood which they had poured out in the land, and because they had defiled it with their idols, and I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries, according to their way and according to their doings I judged them. When they came to the nations, where they went, they profaned my set apart holy name, in that men said of them, 'These are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land.' But I had respect for my set apart holy name, which the house of Israel hath profaned among the nations, where they went. Therefore tell the house of Israel, 'Thus says Adonai Yahweh, I don't do this for your sake, house of Israel, but for my set apart holy name, which you have profaned among the nations, where you went. I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst, and the nations shall know that I am Yahweh, says Adonai Yahweh, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, and gather you out of all the countries, and will bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean, from all your filthiness, and from all your idols, will I cleanse you. I will also give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my ordinances, and do them. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim. I will save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the grain, and will multiply it, and lay no famine on you. I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, that you may receive no more the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you shall remember your evil ways, and your doings that were not good, and you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Nor for your sake do I this, says Adonai Yahweh, be it known to you, be ashamed and confounded for your ways, house of Israel. Thus says Adonai Yahweh, in the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited, and the waste places shall be built. The land that was desolate shall be tilled, whereas it was a desolation in the sight of all who passed by. They shall say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Then the nations that are left around you shall know that I, Yahweh, have built the ruined places, and planted that which was desolate. I, Yahweh, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus says Adonai Yahweh, for this, moreover, will I be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them, I will increase them with men like a flock. As the flock for sacrifice, as the flock of Jerusalem in her appointed feasts, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. End of Shabbat Parah.